We're sending ice right into Roku City. We're going to fix a lot of their problems.
You see, right?
A lot of these.
Black-owned business.
The mayor of Roku City is not able to address the UFO problem. There's a giant robot destroying Roku City, and the Democratic leadership there is not able to address it.
In other words, the blimp is untouched, though. We're doing good.
The blimp.
Doing great.
Giant robot attacking the outskirts of Roku City. All the cars, very old, all the cars.
Oh, yeah.
The infrastructure crumbling under Democratic leadership. We're sending the National Guard.
$40 billion to Roku City.
I mean, he should, bro. It looks terrible.
Yeah. I never took the time to actually look at this thing. I'm like, oh my God, this is
bro, Roku City
is
sick, bro. Where'd you start comedy? I started Roku City, bro.
Dude, the circuit in Roku City.
Oh, Roku City, tough scene.
Tough scene
in Roku City.
The alien circuit?
Oh, bro. It's tough because, yeah, sometimes you're performing and then there's like a kaiju attack.
Yeah.
It's tough.
Every time.
I was doing a lot of alien jokes early, so I was like,
oh, you could perform in the alien clubs.
I have to go to Roku City.
Yeah.
You were like one of the alien jokes.
Yeah, the OGs.
I need to hear this, actually.
Uh-huh.
The whole bit crumbles. I'm kidding. I had nothing. I never done that in my life, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, you ever be fucking an alien, bitch?
Man, they put my ass so deep, I said hallelujah.
Okay, that's great. Maybe try that tonight.
That's great.
Do you have
alien bits?
Cat Williams Alien Edition? Yeah. It's probing, probing? Yeah.
It's probing.
I said to that UFO, UF no, bitch.
Don't probe me and put me back in my house. You my girlfriend now.
Cat.
Wait, guys. Can you guys maybe write some of this stuff down for me? And then maybe I go to Roku City.
Dude, I got a huge show in Roku City. I need help writing.
The shit I was doing in Roku City was much worse.
I need help, guys. I need help. Where are you performing? Oh, I'm performing. There's a kaiju attack next door. that show might get canceled. Don't worry.
Oh, my God.
There's Ghostbusters over there.
The GF auditions are not the same. You know what I'm saying? You know, different parts of the city, it's different shit. You're not going to get the same JFL edition no matter where you go.
We should introduce our guest, man.
Yes. Hello.
Let's do it, dude.
We have a wonderful guest. True, great
Big
friend.
Time. What's
Big
up?
Time.
Hello,
Mr.
Guys.
Mr. Big Time Guy.
I'm small time boys.
He's the best. Dear friend.
Yeah.
Very funny.
Usama Siddiqui.
Hello, guys.
Say hi.
That's baked in.
Well, y'all said it was a sleepover, not a wake up.
Yeah, not a wake up call.
I apologize.
You can't be late to the sleepover.
The traffic
right.
was crazy. I got out of the car mid travel and got on a bike.
You just joined the marathon?
Yeah, you joined the marathon.
Okay.
They were throwing Gatorades at me. No, out of our country.
Forrest Gump shit. You join the marathon because you're late for the bike, and you win the marathon. You're not even in
You're
like,
hurrying through the awards ceremony. Just put it on. It's fine. I gotta go.
Nobody likes me, so it's like, stop running, Forrest. Stay, Forrest, stay. Nobody wants you to go there.
Did you see?
I feel like I've known y'all for a long time.
You got even
Shauna from a distance.
Yeah,
from a distance.
But we met like maybe 2-3 years ago in person. We've known them for.
It was so fun with you, me, you, and Sharad.
Yeah.
Oh, was it in Atlanta? In Atlanta?
No, in Denver.
Denver.
Oh, Denver.
I met Donish the first out of all three, though.
Yeah.
Donish.
Early in comedy.
We were at the Creek.
The Creek
or Harlem.
Or Harlem. Oh, you used to come to that too.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I keep forgetting that you were like really in the mix.
I was really in the mix.
I remember one time I was like
Harlem boy.
I was like, bro, me and Donish, we're just boys. We're just working out the same dream and it's great. He comes up to me, he's like, dude, we're rivals.
I'm like, what?
We're buddies.
Wait a second.
What the fuck? I don't want a rival.
We were going to do the alien circuit together.
He's like, we're rivals.
What
happened here?
I was a Pokemon guy. I need my Gary. You know what I mean? Where the fuck my
Gary
at?
Was mean, dude. I was your Pikachu,
yeah.
Bro.
Yo.
That's what I was.
Wow.
You was trying to be Ash, and I didn't like that. You was trying to make me Pikachu. You see this bullshit?
It's so funny to assume you're Ash. Yeah. I needed a Gary. Well, you might be Gary.
That's a very Gary thing.
Some of y'all are Gary and a Chose.
He said, but were you being real, or were you just getting around?
Yeah, we were always rivals.
bro.
Dude,
what?
You know how the same way, like, rivals. Philly and New York are rivals?
Till yeah. today.
You know, where Philly's like, we're rivals. New York's
but you
like,
know what?
How do I even get it?
he's the only rival that I trust.
You gotta keep your friends close, but your rivals close.
Yeah. That's what they all say.
He's like a rival that I would make my emergency contact. You know what I mean?
Well, I actually appreciated it.
Well, well, well. I we're not doing this. I broke my fucking hip. I need your help, man. Well, well, well.
Rival calling you in an emergency.
Having an aneurysm.
Let me guess.
Two,
you bombed.
Whoops. Nine,
finger snap. Sam, better than you. But you know, I think actually 10 years ago in this scene, it was way more competitive in general. So you kind of had to be.
Really, there was
way
more. That
intense.
Was the intent. That was the
yeah,
vibe.
you don't think this guy was competitive, bro?
Absolutely.
It was very competitive.
It was as offensive that you thought you were the rival. I was like, I'm looking at. Who was my rival besides Donish? I was like, I had haters who hated my comedy. Those were my rivals.
Sure.
Oh. I saw you as one of my good friends.
Wow. No, because I like rival. Because my I thought you were funny. No. Because I thought you were funny, you should have taken me very seriously. You know what I mean? It's like
it's no longer a sleepover.
I see your potential, and I'm gonna outdo it.
No. I don't even think you meant it from like a dark, malicious place.
No,
you were trying to
sick.
Be like
you motivating
cool.
yourself.
Yeah, you were trying to be Kobe about it.
Yeah.
No, we were again. You're giving me all the cool names. He was Brian Shaw. He was Robert Orton.
Yeah,
you were Brian Shaw. Cool. Yeah.
You see how it started? You see how it started, bro? He was trying to name.
He
me.
Was Glenn Rice.
He was trying
it.
To always.
I was Kobe Bryant.
It was always
that.
Like the
he
third
was Derek
most
Fisher about it. He was so Derek Fisher.
Both
about it.
Always put me third on the call sheet. When it's just us two around. It's like, I can't even be second on the call sheet, right? There's only two of us. Why you gotta make me third?
Third on the call sheet when there's two of us. That's insane.
The gap.
It was so crazy.
Who saw my extras?
That was always the energy. And I'm like,
No.
It's just us two, motherfucker.
No, it's not. Wow. No. We've always done the totally different type of comedy. That's why I liked it. It was never a problem.
Yeah.
No, we were never in the same lane, ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like Gary Payton being like, I'm a defensive guy mostly.
Yeah. You
know? And then he's shitting on KD, and KD's like, bro, I'll kill you. I'll kill you.
We're playing two different games.
He's hitting it again.
I'm Gary Payton in this. I'm Taylor Rooks in this.
I love
I'm
being
about
like,
tear this shit down right now.
I love being like, no, there's no such thing, and then calling him. Calling him Derek Fisher.
You totally called him. I think we're all competitive.
It was a time where you can be pretty outwardly competitive, you're saying? In New York?
Yeah, I mean, 10 years ago, it was like, that Creek in the Cave, Mike, 10 years ago was brutal. Mm. On that Friday, bro.
Yeah.
You go in, and everyone who wasn't having spots was there, all the bigger comics. So they were angry that day. They would come to the mic just to check out the new ones.
Yeah.
And we were like bombing, obviously.
Yeah, because you're new, yeah.
And they were just, you know, people would just come in the Brooklyn scene, which was much more, had more power back then. And we were both like kind of young dogs. And Don's the only guy left from all his friends, actually. That's kind of crazy. All your Jersey friends, they're all gone.
Oh.
They had quit.
Taj is still doing stand-up, very funny guy.
Oh, yeah, the best.
But like... Yeah, I was coming in with three guys that were funnier than me.
Yeah.
And it was pretty sick. One of them was like, I think the reason why the mics were like so mean, this guy, Justin Flanagan.
Bro, Justin.
He was.
You know this guy? I mean, he's cool.
Yeah.
He was mean.
He was mean, but he was so funny.
It hurt.
Yeah.
That's usually how it is. Like, if you're not funny and you're mean, you're probably not funny enough jabs to affect you.
Yeah.
Usually funny, mean, it's actually hurtful and you remember those guys.
So he was hurting a lot of people.
That one set where I go up, I do one joke, right? It bombs.
Yeah.
Pause, Justin Flanagan. Nice coat.
Kills, yeah.
Explosion. And kills. Who's laughing the hardest?
My guy here. Yeah.
He comes to
the front. That would have really killed me, though.
Nice coat.
Yeah, I'd be in the back pitching tags to Justin.
Talk about his pants.
His pants are
He got hemorrhoids. He told me in confidence. He told me in confidence he's got a dead tooth. Talk about it.
nice hemorrhoids. Pretty much the best heckle of all time. Nice hemorrhoids that I assume you have, you fucking loser.
He's got an ingrown hair in his crotch. Just he told me in confidence.
He really destroys him. Well, it was like that, bro. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. You weren't just more scared in that time period?
Yeah, I felt like that was a. I feel like it was that was the vibe in Atlanta, but I imagine New York was much more.
Open mics in general. Yeah, it's very like vulnerable.
Yeah. 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 I mean, you were
like
LA.
Yeah, LA was
super intense.
Yeah, it's got to be like that. It's cream rises to the crop, though. You know,
cream rises to the.
But
crop.
And that'll force you to be like, you're my rival.
Yeah,
just to put you in like a Highlander.
Yes. You need to see that.
You need that.
Some purpose.
Yes.
Yeah, do you feel externally like that anymore? I feel like it's internal. I'm just trying to be better than the last set I did.
I feel like my rival is my knees now. My own body is like threatening to destroy itself.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, okay, I gotta make sure I keep doing this.
A guy comes up to you like, you're my rival. But no, I'm bad.
My rival?
My hairline is my rival.
You're right. Like, my rival is like my laundry right now. Yeah.
My rival is like my vision.
Lactic acid.
He's getting in my way right now.
Cheese is my ultimate.
And your hemorrhoids.
And we always go back to of course, all roads lead to yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I think you probably, if you just do something creative for long enough, you kind of, hopefully you get to a point where you don't need that to motivate.
Yeah.
Right. I mean,
enjoy it.
The idea is you find your own self-love, right?
Yeah.
You have to find that somewhere along
exactly.
the line.
Right.
No, I still feel, I like watching stuff that's better than mine and feeling worse
about
myself.
Well, you just want to feel the heat on the back of your neck and all right, I got to work harder.
Yeah,
having like one guy.
No, yeah.
Everyone's so busy. It'd be funny to have one guy that you base all
crazy.
Of your shit on. One guy
you
out there.
Picture but we were
on your dartboard.
I was the only brown guy. Was I the first young
Mandark?
Open...
Dexter and Mandark?
Yeah, oh my gosh.
What were you saying?
I think we were the first brown people that we knew.
In the scene.
Yeah.
Dude, that's crazy. So there's a kinship in that Bangladesh and Pakistan. Like, there's in your bones right
now. It was all starting, and then he was like, we're enemies.
Yeah. Justin Flanagan?
You're
British
my
guy?
Deepest enemy. Okay.
British guy, yeah. British guy.
Nice petticoat.
He knew.
Did you get that, Wortlebees?
He knew what he was doing.
He went the worst chest for that.
Drawing a border between your name on the list of the public.
But he did it fucked up. Yeah, where it's like, why is the two Bengalis in the
side?
Oh, fuck, you didn't do it right.
You're supposed to put any guy between them. And
he just leaves the mic randomly.
I get my time. Me and Neil Bengali, we're both the same ethnicity.
Yeah.
Both Bengali.
Neology.
You're Bengali, like both your parents from Bangladesh, right?
No, one Bangladesh, one's Muslim Calcutta.
Oh, really?
Yeah, you didn't know this?
No.
My dad's from Kolkata, yeah.
My dad's also from Kolkata.
Yeah, we talk
Hindu.
About this.
Oh, whoops.
Wait, but some of you were born in Dallas or were you
I was born in Canada, Vancouver.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Victoria, BC, 5 years. Moved to Jersey for Mamba Junction, Route 1. For 5 years, and then I came to Texas most of my life in Dallas,
love
Texas.
That. Yeah, I've probably seen Texas you in Jersey.
Five? No, for 5 years, Texas. So 5 years, Canada, then 5 years, Jersey.
That's probably where I saw him, bro. 10, where I was like, I don't really fuck with this dude.
Yeah, dude,
when you were five, I probably see him.
When you were like 5 years old?
Honestly, on the monkey bars, not even suspended. He was
walking.
He saw
this
me.
Shit sucks.
I don't like this dude. Yeah.
Can I just say, too, very Pakistani thing you did? We started talking about Bangladesh for 15 seconds. He's like, so wait, from Dallas? Somewhere real, right?
Yeah, let's move on, bro. Let's move on, man.
Enough of this.
Sore spot, isn't it?
Like your hemorrhoids.
Last time I saw Kumail, he was like, so you're Bengali? And I was like, yes. He's like, I remember when we attacked you. And I was like, well, how'd that work? And I was like, well, then we beat you, didn't we?
Yeah.
And then he's like, how's that working out for you?
Oh, my God.
It's a nice tiff, actually. And then I'm like, we both kind of suck compared to India.
Yeah.
And then he walks away. I'm like, are we friends? Are we enemies?
That was the only thing you guys talked about?
I swear to God.
That's so funny.
He was intense. Speaking of rival, he walks up. I'm also your rival. Homer memes back into it.
Yeah, I think rivalries here.
Yeah,
Pakistanis
seriously.
Are fucked up, man.
Was that?
Pakistanis are fucked up, man.
No, no, bro, listen. I mean, in that war, too, it was horrific, right? But there was a lot of retaliation against Biharis, Urdu-speaking Bengalis, that nobody talks about, which wasn't as much, obviously, but there was a small, but no Bengali uncle will even mention that.
Yeah.
A lot of Muslim Bengali uncles will not talk about how they really, the Hindu-ness of Bengalihood is why they genocided a lot of it. Mm. Not just politically. They also were racist and anti-sectarian. So, it, like, a lot of Muslims will undo the Hindu-ness of it.
Yeah.
A lot of shit, bro. A lot of shit.
Yeah, a lot of propaganda. Yeah.
Bro, I've had Bengali Muslim Uber drivers will be talking in Bengali. It's exciting. And then I had one where he looked in the mirror. I think I've told the story like 9 times in this podcast. But he looked in the mirror. He's like, so, Muslim?
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, no, Hindu. Didn't talk the rest of the ride. Like, they just can't address it.
I like this story. Every time he tells it, I'm like, hell yeah. I never stop it, bro.
It's orange.
Tell this motherfucker.
Yeah. He ain't the fear.
Tell the story 5 times.
We cut to the driver. It's Donish. Yeah. In front of the car.
He turns up the call to prayer.
He's getting more Uber coded every year. This kid is alive. Getting more Uber coded. I mean, dude, Donish is a legit man. He's the only real man.
He is
here. Yes.
I think Shauna is married.
Shauna's
you
and
because you have actual a Scott's out of comedy. Which is music.
But that makes you more of a man?
Yes.
Okay.
I think if you're good at comedy, you're
He does graphic design.
Oh, you do?
He does graphic
design. Not anymore, though. Yeah,
yeah. Don't you ever come at my boy's skin like that. Don't you ever do that, dude.
Which is visually very inclined, right?
You're very
I'll do art.
Your
stuff.
Bits are also very visual.
Thanks, buddy.
Like, you paint the picture well.
Yesterday I was hanging out with Sean like, all night, and then I realized, I was like, I guess I'm not that likable at all.
Why?
Oh, I thought I would. No, it was at the party.
You went and everyone was talking to you.
No. So it was moment, classic moment. Where they're like, hey, Sama. Shun you! I want to be carried.
Well, when you come in, it's like, oh, my cool older brother's here. When I come in, it's like, oh, the baby's here. Baby's here.
I truly love it. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, that's what true likability. Oh,
Sean,
I thought I was vibing.
He could be mayor for real.
Oh, yo.
Like, yes. I think he would fuck Zoran up.
Dude,
4 years, it's over for Zoran.
Here's the thing. Sometimes someone's been in the city for so long, they're like, oh, you're just a guy.
Yeah.
You're part of the wall, right? Sean just came here.
Oh, see, this is what he's doing.
Yeah. Everyone's cool with him. He's cool with everybody. Very nice guy.
He would have had the same energy if he was 10 years. Oh, he could be mayor. You can't be mayor. Just get over it, bro.
You can't be mayor. You can do it. You can't be mayor. You're not from Kusini.
You're from Bangladesh, dude. He's not from Bangladesh, dude. Get over it, bro.
It's pretty simple. Read my lips.
1-to-1 equation.
No new Bengalis.
There'll be no more Bengalis in Roku City.
We took them all out. The Bengali purge.
They're going to Alcatraz.
I feel like Bengali people aren't even. Are there big populations outside of New York?
Yeah, bro.
In Dallas?
Yeah, bro.
Because I didn't know any in Atlanta or Chicago either.
There's so many in Atlanta, bro.
Really?
Alpharetta, bro.
Oh, Alpharetta.
Outskirts, right? DC mad Bengalis. Yeah. Texas, New Jersey mad Bengalis.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys are on the outside of a big city. You guys,
yes, but Bengalis are everywhere. I mean, New York is mad Bengalis.
Yeah, that's there's a big problem.
LA was
LA got mad Bengalis.
Arcadia, but LA proper.
LA, no, yeah, I guess not LA proper. I guess.
You get out to that
so many Bengalis,
the outskirts of any big city. Yeah. It's like run by Bengalis. Well,
are they probably so hyped when you come to town then?
Yeah, because
there's Shafi. Dude, there's not that many Bengali comics even.
I'll go to Lynchburg, Mississippi.
Yeah, we drove in from
the Lynchburg Association of Bengalis.
It's the first meeting, actually.
And hello, and you are that president.
Yeah, you're the president.
We've already chosen you.
So, what do you think?
What should we do?
What should we do?
I just hyped you there,
dude. It is very cool when your specific group comes out.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got Pakistanis coming out sometimes, right?
Yeah, sometimes.
Once you get that visibility, they'll come.
You also speak to Bengalis in your stuff in a way that
I love brown stuff that's universal.
Yeah,
that's a golden bit. You can do a brown joke that is like everyone gets it and is unique.
Yeah,
That's golden bit, in my opinion.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I think that they're probably just excited that someone is...
Yeah, like, someone doing it. But then also, okay, here's the thing. Fahim Anwar is a great comic.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's Afghanistani, but no, or Afghani, but no, I don't see Afghani people going crazy for him.
Right.
Go crazy for Dawood.
Right.
Because Dawood actually stays in the mix of the culture.
Right.
Where's the Pashminas? How, you know?
Yeah, and I think.
Dances with the boy.
You know? I think the bits are about that or close to that or addressing things in the.
Do you champion it or do you
just have
do you
it
run
as
away
a
from
party?
It? Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I do a lot of racial stuff in general, cultural shit.
Did you grow up knowing a lot of.
Yeah, my mom forced me into Bangla school after reading, right?
You went to Bangla school?
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah,
what was that like?
Yeah. That's pretty cool.
Yeah,
wait,
was
you
that?
Went to school like after school?
Bro, straight up every Sunday we're going to Irving, Texas to go to Bangla school.
Word?
Yeah, so, word.
In a
how
converted
far is
church.
Irving from where you were at?
Like what? 40-minute drive, right?
Damn! So every Sunday you'd go there?
Wow.
Yeah. And you have siblings?
That's not crazy. You do live in Texas.
Right, yeah.
40 minutes.
But you said, like, I go to Irving. Like, it's like you're, like...
Correct. The rivalry beginning. Story-based. Even story rivalry.
So, you had three slices of pizza?
Also, you called it, I go to school. You went once a week.
Oh, what the story back talking on. About?
Yeah.
The rivalry
sounds like a lot of
on.
Bullshit, bro.
I'll bring Roku. Bring him back. I'll show you exactly where the fuck I went.
Wait, so you would go once a week for how long?
We took a horse and buggy.
All right, now we've back.
Okay.
All right, cool.
My mom died of typhoid.
Yeah. Okay, man.
That I gave her. No, it was every week, and we go and learn Bengali. Sing as well. I was in the singing
class. Whoa, dude.
My mom was very, she hated America.
Wait, what's sing?
The story. Was that?
What's sing?
Singing, like songs.
Singing. Yeah. So my mom was very culturally conscious because apparently, this is my dad's story, is that they were both dating in Bangladesh, right? It was like my mom's
that's
cousin.
That's cool, not arranged.
It was not arranged, right? It was actually like a love thing.
Wow.
Then my mom was like, oh, I'd love to go to America. Like, yes. Oh, can't wait. I want to travel. I want to go. So my dad's like, you sure? I'm going to go. Let's go. So they have Noel, my big brother. He works tooth and nail to get the
Noel?
Yeah, Siddiqui. Yeah.
Bro, they went Noel, Christmas, and then they went Usama. 180 degree turn.
Bro, my dad likes French. He made sure I knew the French thing.
We have Noel, we have Usama, and we have Hezekiah.
Well, it's all the holidays of each religion.
Yeah.
Noel, you're 9/11.
Wait, but Noel was born in
Bangladesh.
Okay, so they come to
That's what it probably was. It was like, bro, let's go with like something that's going to be accepted.
Oh, yeah,
and then they got there and they were like, we didn't have to do that at all.
Yeah.
We could have went way harder.
So apparently she's like super down for America, right? And apparently the story is on the way to Canada, she was like, well, you know what? Fuck this.
What?
She didn't get like one pani puri or something. She was like, what the hell? She had airplane food once. She's like, I brought off a whole continent. Right?
Her headphones didn't work. They were buzzing the whole time.
I have to go back.
Try I've already you seen got mail.
I'm calling boss. Boss, what was this? It sucks. Your cousin's
boss.
Look, if you know, you know. So she hated it on the way there, and she's been hating it ever since. And she hates America, and she was really cognizant of making sure we became Bengali kids. So that's why I grew up with a lot of culture.
That's sick that was available to y'all.
Yeah.
I didn't even have nothing like that now.
Well, it was. It was in Irving. All the way in Irving.
You had to go to Irving.
You could have taken...
I should have gone to Irving.
Wait, Neil, you didn't have any of that?
I had none of that.
No, in Iowa?
In Iowa, bro. Yeah, no.
Yeah.
Iowa,
dude,
you're Catholic now,
closest
buddy.
Closest thing you have is the Ecuadorian Students Association.
You are a
I grew up with
now.
My culture. Yeah, I thought I was Ecuadorian until I was 17.
Dude, legit, there was this girl I went to school with for 8 years. Uh-huh. I was Puerto Rican the entire time.
Oh, my God. And she was so proud of herself. She's like, I know Puerto Rican.
Yeah. I know a Puerto Rican guy.
I actually talked to him.
You had white as fuck. It was white.
Yeah, white.
Not white. Even in black people.
We had some black people, but not enough.
Okay.
Yeah, it was white.
What's
suburbs.
Enough? What number's enough?
It's more like a vibe thing.
I'll tell you when I find it.
I would say about 14 to 16%.
which is the median average of America.
Oh, no.
That's enough?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I think more.
No, no, no. I'm
just national average. No. Oh, I think, wow, I think
all you want.
Oh, you're right. Maybe it's,
I want
100%.
Let's go 100.
Let's go
107% black people.
107?
And that's, you can put that to the bank.
This is a great
lock it up first. It's 107% black.
The bank would actually not accept that. The bank would probably not give us that.
Blackflation is crazy.
They're not putting it in the bank. Yeah.
Wait, so, all right. So you went to school.
Yeah.
Went to Bungalow School every week.
Yeah.
What were y'all doing in there? Reading, writing?
So there's two parts, right? 1 hour of singing practice. Right? Mm-hmm. We're learning.
Bro,
we're learning.
1 hour of singing?
We're do Bengalis go hard?
Bengalis. Bro.
Bengalis go hard on the art. Baby?
Do you know any of it still?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, sure. Can you show
can
us
you
something?
Just
a little bit.
Pule, pule, dole, dole, bahe ki bamri Dubai. Tortini hilolo tule kollo le choliya jai. That means death to Pakistan. It's a very fun song, nursery rhyme for the kids.
There was a very Dubai enjoyable. In the middle. There was a Dubai in the middle. I was like, oh, that's where they're gonna go work in 15 years.
It's like a fun song about like going to Dubai, getting his work.
It's working in Dubai.
It's like the weight on the water.
Yeah, that's our weight, dude.
Wait,
wow, you were doing our weight, huh?
In the desert.
Every Sunday the you practice the Pakistani
weight. Post monsoon season. Wait in the water. Who was wading in water before us?
It's true,
we were the water waders.
Fish.
Yeah. It was fish and Bengalis and then black people.
That's true, bro. You
we're
guys,
we were water waders way before.
You're connected to the ocean in that way.
Oh, yeah. Oh, heavy.
Like, if, when you watch Avatar, were you feeling that way?
Can you jack off to Finding Nemo? Is your Willy?
Whoa.
Free Willy? How free is your
in
Willy?
In Bengali school, I learned to ride one of those creatures with four wings.
Whoa, cool. Why is an Aquaman a guy in Jackson Heights? He's going.
We
love fish. Yes.
Dude.
Well, honestly, Bangladesh is more than Kolkata because Kolkata is there, but
it's inland.
The sea culture is way more in Bangladesh.
Yeah.
They eat fish, but like Bangladeshi Bengalis, that's what we'll say like is more nationalistic.
Really?
The whole country is a delta.
Yeah.
It's just river deposits and it's just like very fertile soil.
Yeah.
Right.
Rivers everywhere. It's mad rivers. And so the whole thing is fish culture.
Yeah. Dude, the flooding is crazy.
Yeah, monsoon season. It's hard every time. I mean, it's a very low elevation country.
Can I ask you a question about your grandparents?
Yeah.
During the war, were they like freedom fighters?
Yeah, my mom's brother was a freedom fighter.
Okay.
My cousin's dad was also got shot straight up, fell into the river.
Oh, he loved it though.
Finally.
They said,
"Return to farm.
Wade in the water."
I'm finally waiting. Look to the Gatham house. He's about this. So my uncle, they thought like my uncle died for many years.
Yeah.
Then he came back 3 years later.
What?
Crazy. My mom had to escape the village in the dead of night because Danish's uncle was coming.
I remember that story.
Wait, I'm thinking it's. So my mom had to leave because she's in Joshur, Western Bangladesh.
Uh-huh.
So Pakistan was coming from the east.
So
they're going east. And so my mom had to escape to the village dead of night because they were like, a mile away or something.
Holy
the
shit.
Where did she escape to?
They went to they go way more inland because there's like military cantonment in the where they lived. So they're like, oh, they have to go through them anyway. So let's go more inland. Because Pakistan wasn't coming in on airplanes. They were just land armying all the way.
It's just guys.
Yeah, just a couple of dudes.
I think we're walking this way. If you see like a guy.
Just curry in a hurry to the east.
If you see a guy wearing a different shade of green, kill him. Green, red, bad.
Poor Bengali guy is like, this forest is going to kill tonight. Oh, Samiha's going to love this one.
Oh.
That's crazy, bro.
Dude, that's insane. Because there were, okay, so there were, so you guys know about this genocide that happened, right?
I've like learned honestly since being on here.
I learned way more coming out here.
I like read about it.
Yeah. Growing up, it was framed to me as like Hindus were, it was just Hindus versus Muslims. But what I've learned is the freedom fighters that were Muslims were trying to defend the West the Pakistani, the occupation that was happening.
It was political and religious as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of Muslims, you don't get to kind of Muslim Hindu love anymore on a mass scale. As
right.
My God.
Right.
Yeah. India also was training us. That's our boy right here. Yeah. India was training us.
Yeah. Wake up, wake up, wake up.
Yeah. Like Chonik is a military trainer.
Oh my God. You're the worst.
100.
Oh, it was. Guys, today we're just going to share.
All right, everyone just riff and we'll hang.
Bullets can kill you, but a riff.
That'll change the course of the war.
That's forever.
Yeah, guys, if you have a gun pointed at you, you can't really do much. One thing you can do, riff.
Riff it up.
It's called disarming for a reason.
Oh.
It's disarming, literally.
Is it the flower and the gun?
Yeah.
Sean puts a mic, a cord in there.
Well, hello, DACA.
Here we go for your host, everybody.
Yaya Khan, everybody. It was very intense.
Yeah.
Well, are you going to get the quick spiel?
Yeah, please.
All right. So,
especially for any listeners that don't know.
What's up, dudes? West Pakistan and East Pakistan. It was one country, right? West Pakistan was owning us, basically.
Uh-huh.
But it's a massive distance between East Pakistan. And that was British people. They cut it.
Like,
how do you cover in something that's fucking that far away, right?
Yeah.
Now, what happened was a lot of kind of scuffles and trying to create more of a Muslim theocracy from the military, the dictatorship, right? But Bengalis were very like, we love our language, fuck off. We were very Bengali. It was very ethnically different, language different. It didn't work.
There was homogeneity.
We were definitely a block, right? Then one parliament voting round, there was like more schisms in the political parties of Pakistan and the West at that time. This is in 71, I believe. And Bangladesh was like locked in. We have one voting block. They voted so much, they got the majority seats in the parliament
in
the country. So Mujibur Rahman goes over to get spoils, talk about the transition of government. And they were like, absolutely not.
Oh.
Fuck you. Then he goes back home like, what are we going to do? They bring in their soldiers secretly in the dead of night called Operation Searchlight, start killing Hindu intelligentsia. So like academia,
doctors.
Any Muslim. Really, a lot of Hindus, but also a lot of Muslims as well.
Yeah.
And then the next day, war started. And then a lot of refugees in India. We went to India to get trained. And then came back. Guerrilla warfare. India came in. Helped us, and then we got our independence in 1971.
Wow.
It's a sick story. But you know, I just didn't like the part where he was like, yeah, a lot of schisms going on over there. It just seemed, you know what I mean? I didn't like that part. I just felt like that was the really pro Bangladesh part. It sounded like maybe there was corruption on one side.
That was the third word of the story. So in a 5-minute story.
Yeah, that's kind of when I shut out of the story.
This is what the Pakistani guys were saying when this was happening.
I don't like that they were coming in here and talking about the schisms we had. We should fucking do some shit.
Because you know, Mujibur Rahman comes, the leader of Bengali.
He's sick. He's cool, guys.
Yeah. That was good game. And then Pakistan's like,
all of us back home agree. You guys don't really have a good vibe here.
The Pakistanis were like,
fuck you, we have a great vibe.
It's all good. He leaves the room, he's like, we're gonna.
Fuck that guy, right? That guy sucks. What the fuck was that?
Right?
Yeah, we had a few arguments. What did the fuck do you think
was
he is?
What's that Keanu Peele sketch? And we're like, I was like, okay.
That's what
awkward.
They were doing.
Word.
Yeah, he comes in, he's cool, he's like, we are all in agreement in Bangladesh, and what if we just left? Yeah. We're like, fuck you, leaving, bitch.
You're not leaving.
We're not leaving, we're
Pakistan,
all...
Pakistan was the Latina ex. Oh, you gonna leave?
Yeah.
Oh, you go. Oh, okay. Yeah. Pakistan took his hoop earrings off.
Pakistan throwing water on Bangladesh. I had a dream. You asserted your independence last night.
What was that about?
That's what I'm saying, bro.
You know it's all good.
Latina. I've never met a Latina woman that was wrong.
Yeah.
Latina woman?
Yeah.
I mean, that's... I guess... that's. Your wife is half.
She was half.
Well, I mean, I think Latino women are the final boss of dating.
Of dating.
Of dating.
Wow.
I think the easiest is white girl with good father. Right?
That's a good, that's the best.
Women are easy to date because they're godless. They
don't
this have
a
is god.
A, this they is, don't have a god.
This is,
this is great. This is like
an insane list.
Yeah, no, no.
But, you're probably one of the more equipped.
Yes.
Yeah, to talk about this.
That's true.
Be white dating. Women with good fathers are the easiest, right? Because they don't have the god and they have resources, right?
let's preface this. You are a fuck boy.
Oh, used to.
Used to.
Now I'm off the streets.
Okay.
But I'm trying to help others.
Lynchville Association of Bengalis. First meeting, we're helping the host.
Any fuckboys here at the Lynchburg Association?
Fuckboy Bengalis.
Same three
you
guys.
You and one other guy.
It's one rip 7-Eleven. Chains.
But he's from Guatemala and there's no Guatemalan association. So he's just coming to this one.
Ah, they're cool, man. They're cool, man.
Yeah, man.
Guatemalan.
Yeah, so we don't have no.
I mean, New York has the hardest version of every woman.
Sure.
You've been to New York. You've never been because you have your wife here.
Yeah.
You, as for a long time, you're a dad. There's no past anymore. It's just.
We're all kind of like sweetie pies in that way. We're all relationship guys.
Yeah.
Well, for you, it's been like different improv troupes. Right? Yeah, I'll go Groundlings.
I'm just then tagging I'll go to IO. One off the
then
back
I'll get a
line.
Girl from UCB.
UCB.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, and another one.
But yeah, knew I was dating here for like, what, 7, 8, 9
Yeah,
years?
You had a full dating experience here.
Yes.
I was single for like 8 months.
You never are single. You never had a problem with women, I feel like. I've always looked at you like a guy who's never been nervous around girls.
Yeah, I'm just not like a real like, yo, what's up, baby?
It's crazy.
Yo, what's up, baby?
I'm nothing threatening to give.
Okay, Sean, like impression on the loose here.
What's up, baby? But that's me talking to literal baby. That's me talking to baby. Actual baby.
Yo, what's up, baby?
That was how you were talking to Jabril.
Yeah, that's how I talk to babies.
Hey, what's up, baby?
Baby voice is a fuck boy.
Yeah. Hey, baby. You like cookie monsters or what?
Yeah, when he heard that, like, what's up, baby? That's what he thinks. He thinks that people are talking to babies.
He's poor baby.
Oh, cool. Very innocent guy.
Hey, you should have hit on a baby.
Your kid look more mature than all of us combined.
Yeah,
he was sitting here like, can you keep it down? Guys.
Yeah, you're raising it.
No, Miss Rachel gets the kids going, dude. She gets them locked in.
Miss Rachel.
Yeah, it was crazy to see that.
What about why? I always find it fascinating what these kids are seeing in it.
Well, clearly, you know, she definitely worked with kids before.
Okay, mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah, so, like, I think she had a whole life doing this.
A child psychologist or something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, she might be like possessing my child.
He's that stage if I ever saw it. Because we didn't have such wholesome content.
No, we had Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers.
Yeah,
we had Reading Rainbow.
Right, but like this.
Wait, Mr. Rogers was weird. You know, he was weird.
He wasn't weird. Was cool. I always thought he was weird.
Why?
I thought he was a nice guy, but I didn't like the puppetry.
You didn't like the puppet.
The puppets
stuff.
Were weird. It was kind of like a Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, I think.
Well, his puppets weren't as good as other puppets, for sure.
Yes.
Like, it's like, bro, come on, bro. You so cool. And it's like, you hanging out with the worst puppets.
With the losers. The king was a loser.
It's like, but he would always get, like, mailman in there.
Bro. Yeah, but every other show had better puppets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They had bigger puppets.
Yeah, he had like one guy, like a castle guy.
Yeah, the king.
Yeah,
that guy. Asshole, bro.
He was.
Why are you nervous all the time, bro?
He's a bully in the castle. What are you doing in that case?
Hey, what's going on, bro? Why are you blushing all the time?
Open up the gates.
Why are you all nervous coming out? What are you doing before? I didn't like the puppets. I didn't trust him. All
right.
I was a Zoom kid. Like Zoom.
Oh,
Zoom
was sick, dude.
Zoom?
Yo, you remember
Zoom
Kenny?
Was so cool.
Kenny? Pablo? Kenny?
Yeah, Pablo.
Well, there was one.
Zoom?
Dude,
Zoom?
For 30 bro. Years, there was, it was Cheech and Chong and there was Pablo. This is the two Latino representations for many, many years.
Zoom was like SNL for kids. That's what that's how I described it to someone
Wait,
else recently.
That's great. It wasn't like comedy though.
No. Like, I mean, they had some sketches, but there was like science experiments. Yes, they would do like, here's how to do the tornado thing with the bottle. And then they'd do like, each of the kids had like a lane. Like one of them was like the sports kid and he'd be like, today we're going to be playing
but they were like
High Life.
I remember the show. Yeah. I always thought the show was like, I could be on this.
His first rival.
Always 9 years old.
Yeah, always the rival.
You're my rival.
to the TV. He makes a nice little cotton candy. Rivalry begins.
Can make a way better cotton candy.
I was like, bro, they not even trying to cast this shit, bro.
Bro, who would raise you that, like, you have all these ops?
Your mom, you would be the most hateful boy.
Your mom hugs your dad. Look at your dad. You're my rival.
Nice hug.
Your mom pets a cat.
You are my new rival. I see you. All right, two rivals. I can handle it.
I'm just like, download.
Yeah, this is why you left New Jersey, bro. It's like, this is who we are, bro. We're haters over here. No. You know what I mean?
Jersey.
You couldn't handle it. I mean, listen, Mama Junction, 5 years. There's Jersey in me, bro.
Yeah.
There's Jersey.
You lived in Jersey?
Yeah. I knew someone from 5 to 10. We would have maybe probably met, to be honest. I left in fifth grade.
Yeah,
if you he was there 5 to 10, he said.
Damn. Yeah. In the same city?
No.
Yeah. Well, I was in New Brunswick.
Yeah, so 20 minutes away.
Dude, that's away, right? Crazy,
oh, then
I'm
then
telling
you,
I seen him and I knew. I don't really fuck with his energy like that.
He like beat you at Yu-Gi-Oh once. you recall it.
You're my new
that dark magician.
Wait, so then if
you're my new rival.
Oh, you're my wife.
We want to know the Osama origin story, dude.
What?
Huh?
See, then you had mad friends. You had mad Bangladeshi friends. Did you make friends with people after school?
I was a very scared kid. I was hated my face. I would like cover my face a lot talking to people.
Oh.
I hated my moles of my face.
Oh,
so I'd cover them with makeup and stuff like that. I was a self-loving kid. Yeah,
you have moles.
I haven't even noticed. I love my face. But I used to hate little imperfections in my mind. They were so I would like. Like, if I was like talking to somebody, I would like move my head around so you couldn't like lock in. It was crazy. They won't get a visual.
Sam is such a sweet kid. He's always looking at a fly.
He was counting constellations. Yeah.
Really? It's like he's shadow boxing.
Really distracted individual.
I had real ops, bro.
Yourself. You had one op. Yeah. It was yourself.
That is so hard to do. I just did it for 30 seconds.
It's a lot of energy.
Wait, so you were really self-conscious about your...
Self-conscious, self-loathing.
When did that start to die down?
You know,
later
as
an adult?
It was... So I did this...
Puberty helps, honestly.
So puberty, right? I had no self-value. I had friends. I was a nice guy.
Yeah.
Friends. We're all equally kind of nerdy and stuff. We were not a cool bunch, but so fun. Brown kids, too. Very brown area I lived in. The first time I remember finding some modicum of confidence, bro, was... There was this test coming up that was big, right? Everyone was like, oh, no. I do this thing where I do the rain dance. Remember the rain dance where you could, like, put your clothes inside out and it would snow or rain?
Uh-huh.
It was this cute dance like the kids do. Like, if you didn't want to go to school the next day and have a snow day, you'd turn your clothes inside out and call the snow dance.
Okay.
So I made a video.
Cute Native American vibes.
Definitely appropriation of something very, very beautiful to Cherokee people. So then I did a snow dance to Ace the Time to Disco from that Calhona.
Okay.
Ace the Time to Disco.
I made this video on YouTube when it first started out, or Google Video even.
Wow.
Put it out. Everyone saw it.
In your school?
In my school. And then this girl comes up to me from the Pakistani group. Wink, and then she comes up. She's like, "Pretty funny video, pretty funny." And I was like, "This is what I'm doing."
Wow!
It was a Pakistani girl who got me back in,
dude.
Wow! How about that,
I'm telling you, man. I'm telling you, it's like the rivalry of love, bro.
Great episode title.
That's something that NBA on TNT is going to try. And
1983, Larry Bird and Magic Johnson.
You were a better dancer than Donish.
I don't know yet.
But I feel like I have to say this.
Donish just wakes up in a cold sweat.
My rival!
My rival!
My rival's getting motion!
We're in high school. She still talks like that.
Yeah.
We're in high school. I still have to depend a bit. I'm in ninth grade.
So she was like, "You can really move."
Like,
that was that validation.
That's ninth grade. Gonna be the way I create self-value.
Yeah.
That's ninth grade.
Ninth grade, bro.
And then, so in high school, did you like the arts? Did you perform in other ways, or you kept making videos?
No. So it was the hang, right? So my whole day after that, I was, I'm the funny kid now.
Yeah.
Oh, bro, did it switch up the next day?
No, I was fun, but I was always goofy. Yeah. But then I was goofy around. Yeah. People knew me as the goofy guy.
Wow. Yeah.
It's different than being goofy to friends.
Yes.
Goofy with my friends.
Yes.
We're all funny with our friends growing up. But then it was like,
you got to do it outwardly.
Bro, when senior comes up.
Yes.
Yeah. Then I did a, we were doing Julius Caesar, reading that out.
Yeah.
Popcorn reading. They're giving popcorn.
Yeah.
They gave it to me.
Popcorn.
It was
huge.
The Friends, Romans, Countrymen speech by Mark Anthony or whatever.
Okay. This is regular school, not Bengali school?
The regular school. Okay.
Yeah. Honestly, that's a very good question.
Hilarious. Oh, you make it sound like a special ed or something. Did you go to your special school?
You were able to read? Wow.
Dude, I did a British affectation. Friends, I'm killing the class.
Bro, that's such a move.
That's heat, bro.
And another Pakistani girl behind me. Hilarious. Bro, these Pakistani whores, bro. I swear to God. They're all my close friends.
Wait, where are they on the wedding?
I love them. The people that gave you your life, and then you turn around and you call them whores, bro. We gave you, we made Osama, bro. Osama was this thing in the dirt, bro.
And then we came and we need to say schism in 5 seconds. The schism.
You went on a schism.
Schism. The schism. Interlock brown.
Yeah. Really strange. What you're doing.
Great. These are my great friends. I still know them. Xenia came a couple weeks ago. We all know. Our sister was here.
Right.
We're all good friends. These are my closest, oldest friends. The first girl.
Beautiful. But they helped you feel like the beginning. Okay, I have some level of
something to give.
Something
yes.
Cool.
Yes. 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 Yes.
And I became the funny guy in the girls group. The first girls who laugh at you, it's a big
thing. Oh, my God. I still remember.
Like, love, like, truly purple heart to the first girls who were like, let me look at this fucking sweaty weirdo. And, like, I see something in him.
Yes.
Right? They are the fucking Pat Rileys. They, like, they see the fucking
vision.
Yeah. Then, though, it became this thing where my whole self-esteem was based on how funny I was that day.
Totally.
So I know y'all have this era where, like, you feel funny, you are funny now, you're known as funny, and you're like, I gotta be funny.
Yeah.
Before that was self-loathing. Now I'm funny.
Right. Hey.
So I better fucking stay funny or else we go back to that land.
Yeah.
This is like 10th, 11th.
Yeah, all through high school.
Up until now.
Up until comedy starts in junior year of college. So now I get 10th, 11th, 12th, college, freshman, sophomore. I need to be funny every day or else I feel like shit.
Yeah.
So I'm depressed if I don't make them laugh. If some of my boy Arjun, also equally funny, if he was making them laugh more, I'd be like, fuck, man.
Yeah.
Because then Xenia would be like,
see, this is where, yo.
Yeah, that's right.
Yo, bro, who you think started the rivalry,
wow.
Bro? This guy replaced me with Arjun. Yeah. It was Arjun that he found me.
Yeah.
Wow. And then he tells his story, and then you trust his story about Bangladesh? You know what I mean?
It's a lot of historical fiction in this.
Yeah, because Yahya Khan, when the Mujibur Rahman was like, you're pretty funny.
I'm like, yo, were these girls even Pakistani, bro?
No, no. Yeah, they I'll show you their pictures, and you'll be like, that is the most Pakistani woman ever.
And where are they on the list? Pakistani women.
Oh, pretty tough.
Pretty tough.
They want marriage pretty quick.
Yeah.
If you're going to date them.
Uh-huh.
You know, they don't date to just date. Pakistanis were raised, right?
Like a Pokédex.
Pakistani. A rare breed.
A rare breed. Fire type.
They're all fire type.
Absolutely. Bengalis are?
Water
type. He's like, Magikarp. Catch the Magikarp. Don't eat it. Stop eating the Pokemon. Catch it. What?
Oh, my God.
Well, he's eating Gyarados. All these fishing Gyarados.
Dude, I had a similar thing. Like, in seventh grade, I was, like, sixth grade, I was all anxious. And then seventh grade, I heard this girl, Jessica Kunamala, so sweet.
Nice.
Very great beautiful, name. Tall, Desi girl.
Yes.
And I overheard her talking to her friend. She said, I like guys that play sports, and I like guys that are funny.
Yeah.
Next day, I signed up for football, and I started talking a lot more in class. We were all funny with our friends, but then it takes another level of effort to go, I think I'm going to say this to the class.
Whoa, that's funny.
It's such a really... In your brain, you go, I can do that.
Imagine you weren't funny at all. You're I'm just going
to
talk.
And then you just say something to the class.
I was like, I hate this. Where's she at right now?
I remember the first thing I said that like got a laugh was like, someone was, we did like in English class, we just every week someone would get up and just tell show and tell, but just anything about your life.
Right.
And then this girl, Annie Giles, who was kind of mean, got up and she was talking about her two dogs. And she was like, this is my dog, Havarti, and this is my other dog, Cheddar. And then I leaned over to one of my friends and I said kind of loudly, I was like, what's next? Philadelphia cream. Such a lame joke. It's been got such a pop in
bro,
sixth grade.
I'm ashamed now because I was like,
it's a really good joke.
And then you said, pretty bad joke. Well, you laugh at that, you're a bad writer.
But it's not like a, it's not like a zinger, but it just got so...
I love
I
it.
It's the end.
Oh, my rival would laugh. You need really something for me.
Neil, should we go? We should let them get work through this.
You guys need to have a pillow fight.
We should work through this.
Settle this out.
You wouldn't laugh at Philadelphia cream.
But when you're like a little kid, you go, okay, that's what I need to do.
Yeah.
That's what I can do. Yeah.
Do it because the hang was crazy, right? Because it's the first time girls are talking to you.
I know.
And you, all you want to do is make them like you. It's all you want to do. You're, please like me.
Yeah.
Yo, and then you find crazy. Some way. Because before, there was no way. You didn't find... I wasn't like super... I was a tiny guy.
Yeah.
Weird, goofy eyes, teeth. I hated my face. But then I was funny and I was like, oh, yeah.
Serious.
I'm fucking in.
Yeah.
It gave me a path. It gave me a true path to...
To talking to women.
To talking to women and loving myself.
Yes.
Yeah. It's but so crazy. It's like you didn't let... But you love your face now.
I love my face.
But it's like came from being
I'll tell you another story then. All right. So then I became... then comedy starts, right? I find comedy.
You're in college? Sorry. Just
college.
For college.
Junior year. Then I put all that ego that I needed in real life into the comedy. So now how funny I am on stage becomes where I put my ego. You need to put your ego somewhere. It's got to be in a safe place.
Yeah.
Ideally, it's in a place where you're building something, right? So then I chilled out in real life. But I was like, I had accepted. I was like, yo, I'm an ugly guy who's funny. Right? I'm just an ugly guy who's funny. And I loved that about myself. I was like, oh, I'm so cool because I'm funny, but I'm ugly. Then I told this to a comic. Her name's Lauren Davis.
Oh, yeah. I love Lauren.
You know Lauren?
Yeah
Lauren Davis,
awesome.
Right?
She's great.
She started a little after me, right? In Texas. In Dallas. And I was telling Lauren this. I was like, you know, Lauren, I'm a very funny guy, but I'm ugly. I'm an ugly guy. And she's like, what? She's like, oh, I'm an ugly guy, but I'm really funny. And it was so ingrained in my body psyche that it was
you just
it
believed
inside.
It, yeah.
And she like stopped me. She's like, Slomo, you're fucking hot. And it was the first person to ever call me hot, besides my mom. My mom was like, you're a hot piece of ass. But
hello, Diva.
And you knew it was correct because you were like... Comedians, they look to be honest.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So it was the first time it was Lauren Davis.
Wow.
I even called her about this one day. I was like, Lauren, you were the fucking first person. And she's like, what? Like, it was like, yeah.
Lauren, you ruined my life.
Now I care about my jawline. I was going to be a jokesmith, Lauren. But she was the first person to be like, you're hot. And she was like, first, it changed up the entire paradigm. And then I started reading Robert Greene's Law of Seduction. I started reading all this other like fuckboy books.
Yeah.
You know, Book of Pook and all that shit and learning.
What is that?
Don't worry about
Pook.
It.
Pook. Okay, yeah.
You don't need to start need to reading a Book of Pook after marriage.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, that's how you do it.
I read Book of Poop.
When I had
my son,
Book of Poop is pretty good. The rivalry continues. Oh, you read Book of Poop? Why don't you read Book of Poop? Who's better? Yeah. But after that, it became a lot of self-love. And all my... Then the journey was bit... That journey has been the same since 10 years ago now, of just trying to be as funny as possible. In stand-up, all the ego's there.
Yeah.
It frees up the love in real life.
Yeah.
You know, that I guess it does work. When people are sweet in real life, that are comics, usually they're really invested in their comedy.
Yeah.
And that's where all their insecurities and intensities and self-hates and all the egotistical things in your life that make you scream out to be, I exist.
Yeah.
Go into that thing there. And not... In the hangs,
right.
If that makes any sense.
Right.
Yeah. Then you can actually enjoy your life.
Yeah, boom.
And then, you know.
All
and
that.
The comedy
and the comedy continues.
Right. And then that's been the same story.
Yeah.
Since then, trying to be as best, as good as possible. And that's been the... And now I love my body. I love my face.
That's great, buddy.
Yeah, I think you need great. Some... You know,
I love my body.
Productive.
It's crazy.
Yeah, bro. I love my haters, too, bro.
I love that.
I love my body. Come on, bro.
I'm going to start saying shit like that.
You've been lifting, bro. Your body's been...
When you're truly confident, you be saying gay shit.
Well, yeah, it's nice. Yeah.
Truly confident? Like, yeah, I love my body.
No,
yeah.
It's nice.
And it's like, that's it. It's
beautiful. Yeah. No, it is nice to see his glow up, because I knew Osama went probably in his slightly more insecure days.
Sure.
You know?
You know him for a long time, bro.
Long time.
23 years old was when I met you.
But even though he's my rival, we started the Brown Picnic together.
We absolutely
did. Yo, wow. That's a fucking
unity move.
It was like Serbian Croatia becoming Yugoslavia. Like, oh, I see, bro.
Yeah, you guys have Jokic and Doncic.
Yeah.
Dude, that was amazing, dude. It still is.
It still is.
Dude, I hear that from other Brown comics and other scenes. We're like,
oh, you've been to the picnic. Oh.
Yeah.
It's like Mecca or like, I don't know.
Well, people like
Mecca.
Can I come?
Like Mecca. That's correct.
Can I go to the picnic? I'm like, send me a tape. Send me a 5-minute tape of you hanging out.
Of you hanging out?
Send me a tape of you hanging. Yo.
Who's the hang?
Yeah. Security footage from like
what's your RPM? What's your riff per minute?
Listen, man. We saw a tape of you at a coffee shop. You're scaring the hoes. There's not a lot of hoes at this picnic, but we just don't want you to scare people. We don't want you to scare people.
We're going to get Allison Cohn as the hang.
Arbitrary, yeah.
Hang recruiter. Oh, a tape from Roku City Comedy Club? Maybe try again next year.
Dude.
Yeah,
that's a thing. I remember seeing, not even living here, being like, that looks awesome. I would love to go to that.
Sick, bro.
If I ever lived in New York.
It feels like Sean X lived here for 13 years. Yeah. 2 days ago. Yeah. Sean X been here, right?
Yeah.
Third rival, right?
Third rival.
The unifier, actually.
I don't want to be any rival. I don't want rival. But it's such a big thing. It feels like such a move that, one, I think we have the comics to support it. Like, there's enough comics. Any Bangla comics here?
It's
even
cool
Arab.
See,
like, there's people outside.
It's cool to see classes too.
Right? Yeah.
There's like the younger cats. That
There's all these like
the FOB contingent. They come in. I come from Jersey.
I had to get up early to gel my hair.
I came to my Bob Virgin text. Of course,
bro. When Zarna moved to town, she came with like 80 samosas.
Bro, 80 Kati rolls.
80 Kati rolls.
Yeah. Such a boss.
Then she got some motion. We never seen her again.
Again.
But bro, she has 3 children.
No. Bro, she had them children when she brought the Kati rolls, bro.
We have a combined rival.
Yeah. Honestly, bro.
Goku, Vegeta, and then Frieza shows
up. I got Zarna and Frieza, bro.
For sure. And she's like, "Does anybody want some Kati rolls?" Right?
Fucking.
And Zarna's like, "We have 5 minutes before I blow up."
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z, where Frieza gets a lot. That's a great Frieza. That's a great Frieza.
Low key.
Frieza got 3.4 million followers in Winter Riot.
Frieza's working with Amy Poehler?
This is the craziest season ever. What does that even mean? Man.
Vegeta different after Jeff. Not the same, man. He's all weird.
Yeah, he dyed his hair gold. Yeah,
he's the king of all the prince of the Saiyans. What the fuck are you saying?
Goku versus Vegeta, definitely sick. But when they fought Frieza,
sick
and
as
they
well.
Teamed
oh,
up,
bro.
Yeah.
Man, me and Osama teaming up against Zarna is so
that's so funny.
It's so much sicker
because y'all are still shitting on each other mid fight.
Yeah.
Good toss, fish boy.
But then we look over and then like. Zarna has like the yellow hair already. Saiyan mode, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Ultra Mendy, you know.
Yeah.
Ultra Mendy. Mendy 4. I thought it was impossible. I wrote a best-selling book. I will say one line of Vegeta that I always think about.
Because Vegeta is, I think about their dynamic a lot, compared to who you want to be, because Vegeta is a very highly skilled, say in comedy, those guys who are very good at comedy.
Yeah. Yes.
But they're very insecure.
And they're motivated by Goku's emotion.
Swag. Superiority. And what makes Goku better?
He just wants to fight.
Yeah. It's not about the acquisition of power. It's about the joy of fighting.
And that's why
Vegeta can never be as good as Goku ever.
He would
make some hyperbolic time chamber fucking wins, but in the end, true joy of fighting wins over everything.
Yeah.
And I think that's the way to go.
Truly. I actually think about that a lot. Absolutely. It's so true.
Yeah. You think about that too?
Yes.
What the fuck?
Yes. I love Goku.
Yes, exactly that.
A week ago, I was all sad about comedy, and my wife was like, what would Goku do? And it made me feel better. I legit think about that. I go... He would so want to enjoy the
Wait,
set.
Exactly those thoughts?
This is why you're Vegeta, buddy. You need to think like Goku.
I would give him Yamcha.
rivalry roast.
Rival roast.
It's giving Yamcha.
I think that's the way to go is to go within and destroy.
Trick yourself when you can't do it. You have to trick yourself and go. No, I think doing the thing is the
joy,
the blessing,
and that's the real skill. That's when actually the skill shines.
Yeah.
There's another thing that I think about Vegeta's. One of the other quotes is like he saw his kid because you know like how like Instagram. A lot of people have new jokes now to see, so newer comics are getting better quicker sometimes.
Yeah.
Because we had to like look at one different special, but they're getting so much comedy in their day that sometimes they're getting better quicker. Remember when Trunks and Goten were fighting?
Yeah, we're really, they both they were really good. Saying, yeah, quickly.
Right. And then Vegeta goes, Saiyan, now it's some child's plaything. That's what I think about sometimes these new comics getting so good. I'm like, comedy?
Yeah.
Child's plaything?
Yeah.
So Vegeta, I think about a lot in my day.
Yeah. You can't be a Vegeta. You can't. Yeah, that's a dark
path. Don't be a Vegeta.
Don't be a Vegeta. Don't be a Vegeta. Dude.
Yeah, and it's so true. There's so many comics that are like, they get bitter about that, but it's like, well, that's just what it is now.
Right.
And you can kind of
you could lean in or stay on your own shit.
Yeah, but you know, violence still exists. It's like when you had a problem, just like they did, beat the shit out of motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
I will say this, Vegeta is useful in some situations. Because Goku has so much love and joy that sometimes it's not the right energy for the time.
Yeah.
Sometimes you do need all types of people. I do think that in times of war.
Dragon Ball Z to navigate comedy is...
It's actually incredible.
It's incredible.
Yes. Bro, I'll use SpongeBob to do it.
Yeah.
I'm a child, bro. Yeah. I don't have a kid yet.
Don't be a plankton.
I'm like, how am I like plankton? Yeah. Well, okay, I'll tell y'all. Okay, so Squidward. Y'all want to hear some game?
No, I'm here, man.
Okay, so Squidward, right? How many episodes were it where SpongeBob was trying to show Squidward a thing?
Yeah.
But Squidward was like, fuck it. I'm too old for this shit, right? But what happens when he tries it? He goes full blast inside it.
Yeah.
Cry Patty episode, right? He goes so crazy, he goes all to his thighs, he explodes, right?
Yeah.
What happens when you don't actually let your inner joy come out? You become Squidward.
Yeah.
Squidward was a SpongeBob in a past life. He was a guy of joy, pure joy. Then what happens? The world came at him.
Yeah.
The world needs bills. He became Squidward. But the moment he lets SpongeBob a little in, it's too much. He can't even handle it. So start SpongeBob so you don't become Squidward, because then you'll just be longing for a SpongeBob-ass life.
Mm. Yeah. Dang, bro.
And then Squidward's a tortured artist.
Yeah.
Where SpongeBob just is 100%. An artist.
Use Doug. Go. Doug? What can I learn?
Okay, so Patty Mayonnaise is hot, and we should all want to fuck. His Skeeter was blue, but that meant he was a black guy.
Yeah, he got it all. He's got it all.
I don't know if that was a lesson.
That was my favorite one.
Kind of just broke it down. Yeah.
Bro.
Osama, bro, you have to. This is great.
We've been in air for an hour.
Yeah,
has it been an hour?
I think so. Should we do a final rival handshake?
Hey.
This is beautiful.
Bro.
Oh. Guys, pot life. Breaks off raw fish in mouth.
Last lesson in Bangla school. If you ever meet a Pakistani,
dick
his ass.
Get his ass.
Well, buddy, we all love you very much.
Likewise.
We only talked about y'all's origin story, man. I want to know how'd y'all meet?
Me and Osama?
I met him at High Plains.
Yeah, at a comedy.
Really the funniest, because I was like, I know this guy's comedy for so long.
Me too.
Goofy as fuck. Oh. Sharad, I see Sharad. Yeah. He's a Sharad, good friend of mine, who went to my fucking high school, by the way.
Yeah.
So he knows me from before, y'all. Whoa. Oh my God. Talk to BK Sharad, bro.
Yeah.
Inside school. We were the same high school.
Was
and middle school.
Was he the funny guy also?
We were in different circles.
Okay, okay.
He was like kind of goth.
He was different. Yeah, he was a different, like, he was like a Spencer's
metal kid.
Oh, that's sick.
And then I see BK and I see Shaunuck, and then I think we'd laugh for 3 days straight.
Yeah.
We just hang out.
I don't even know, we just hang
the fuck out, and it was like the most one of my favorite festivals because of y'all. It was
just literally like, just giggling.
We had the comic book shop just fucking
giggling for 3 days straight.
It was great, dude.
Yeah, oh, that's sick.
Everybody, and then we would go around, we'd giggle a fest with other comics, and it was just one of the funnest hangs of any festival was that year.
Totally.
2 years ago.
Two, 3 years ago. I don't remember.
Love it.
And then Neil, he was my guy who I stayed in his place every single time in LA. Neil was gracious with his place. Every time I went to Neil's house, I would go to LA. I would just ask him, "Can I stay at your place?" Every time Neil was like, "Yeah, absolutely."
Oh, dude, he's the best.
That's awesome.
We met. I remember meeting you, and I was just like, "Wow, there are other Bengali people."
Yeah, bro.
Pursuing this.
That's true.
It was just like cool. I was like, "Wow."
And Neil lived on Mount Olympus, straight up. It's Eagle Rock. It's like the height. He lives at the top of a mountain. Neil used to live.
You had a great view.
Beautiful.
Bro.
View.
Wow.
Beautiful place. View. Gorgeous. It was heaven. It was so heaven. I would wake up at 8 with a nightcap on because like the sun's God rays.
Yeah.
God was right there.
And then you wake up, it's like there's like a lemon tree in the front yard. LA's crazy.
LA is wild like that, dude.
You were an LA guy for a long time, then you came here.
Yeah, I remember shitting on New York. You came by and you're like, "Man, just coming to New York." I was like, "No, man, all the food's pickled. Everyone is mean."
What kind of take is that?
Because I couldn't actually think of anything, I think. That's what got me. But now I'm like, oh, dude, it's such a better city.
Pickled food or something.
I love pickles.
Yeah, it's pickled food.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Y'all are amazing comedians. So unique and just an addition to any lineup in such an easy way. I'm so happy to see y'all in a lineup. I light up when I see y'all.
Yeah, bro.
It's nice, brother.
It's so simple.
Tell people where to find you or something. Where can people get after you?
You can find me. I'm trying to look at Donish's dates and just say those.
I do ask him to promote all the time. He does, right?
Right,
now.
And I do all the promotion.
That's
crazy. And now I'm his rival. Wow. Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's so fun.
I don't have to ask a second question. I do right then. Moment.
I'll be sending to him. Like, I don't need this motherfucker.
You should tag yourself.
30 people that are there.
Hi, Usama sent us.
Get up.
We'll stay. And then as soon as I do my closer, get out. And then after, follow me on Instagram and then get out.
Meet and greet.
Oh, fuck. That's so.
Sorry, our storyline dominated the.
No,
there's just
dude,
so much,
no, that was
there's
it.
So
that,
much history here.
Of course, and,
you know, we love this guy so much.
Yes,
you know,
without a doubt.
And
man.
It's like, bro, best rival I ever had, bro. You know what I mean?
You guys are like Magic and Larry.
Yeah,
yes.
Magic Johnson and Larry Bird.
Yeah, I love him, bro.
It's all love. You guys are gonna do a Wheaties commercial together.
Yeah, bro. Yeah, we can't wait to. We gotta have you back on soon.
He's done. Done. Yeah. Love y'all.
I'll be back.
We gotta do a Pakistan Bangladesh show. I'm realizing.
Yeah. That'd be cool.
We should do it together. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, like a comedy show?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we should.
No one's ever done that before.
No one's done it, man.
It'd be fun, actually.
We gotta throw that shit together.
Yeah.
And then we'll have one British comic.
Yeah, yeah.
We'll raise the money. We'll raise the money and send it to Britain, bro. They need it right now.
Yeah, they do need it right now.
That'd be sick.
Yo, shout out to Britain. We're thinking about you.
Guys. Hilarious. Truly fun time, guys.
All right, well, thanks for tuning in.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye.